Joining us this morning is Senate Majority Leader Tom Bach and Representative from District 3, our district. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, good morning. Pleased to be with you.
So, a number of things to talk about, budget and gun legislation, but what about moose? You okay with that?
You know what? I've been actually telling the DNR for several years that they should close the season. You know, it's been apparent for some time now that our moose population is declining, and they don't know why. And I don't understand why it's taken so long, actually. But, you know, and even that might not save the moose population in northeastern Minnesota. Something's affecting them. And, you know, it happened in the Northwest several years ago. So, I mean, I support this decision to suspend the season and actually think it should have been done some years ago.
Well, let's move on to, I know, an area of much interest to you, and that is budget and the legislature's move on that. I know you, both the House and the Senate, are involved in that right now. So give us some thoughts about the budget as proposed by the governor and what you think is right with it and what you'd like to see tweaked.
Well, the governor proposed a very bold budget plan for the state, and I'd characterize it two ways, bold and very honest. You know, if you're always managing a crisis, it's very difficult to make good decisions about the future. So the governor proposes a pretty sweeping tax reform package in order to solve the state's nagging structural budget problems. There's probably a little something for everyone to dislike in there. There's a fourth tier on the income tax for joint filers over $250,000 taxable. Single filers, the number's somewhat lower than that. I think there's 23 of those returns in Cook County. So to the 23 of you, if you're listening, they shouldn't be surprised by this. The governor's been very clear about that on the campaign trail and since then, that he felt they weren't paying the same percentage of their income in state and local taxes as the rest of us. There's a sweeping sales tax reform in there where he extends the sales tax to a whole menu of services and clothing purchases over $100. And then he uses that money, a large piece of it, to lower the sales tax rate to 5.5%. So that's pretty significant. And when you run the actual numbers of how Minnesotans are going to be impacted by those sales tax changes, you know, they're going to pay sales tax on the car repairs, and they're going to pay sales tax on a haircut. But on everything else you buy, you're going to pay 20% less. At the end of the day, the way the Department of Revenue calculates it, the average Minnesotan will have no impact in their sales tax obligation to the state at the end of the year. The sales tax impact that's really we're hearing all the attention about is on business-to-business services.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I know you're interested. I read a story about you talking with business leaders about this. What's their take on this, Senator?
I don't want to do some kind of tax reform that unexpectedly a year from now we find out is really damaging to our economy. So I think you have to get to the level where you actually are with the decision-makers, not the lobbyists that represent them at the Capitol. And many of them now have started to call me. The CEO of U.S. Bank called yesterday, wants me to come over and see him. The CEO of Red Wing Shoes is on my calendar. But I think the question kind of is, among those business-to-business services that the governor's proposing to tax, of course, the two most prominent ones are attorneys and accountant services. There's this whole menu of them that exists. The conversation I want to have with the CEOs is, are there some of them that are more problematic than others?
Before I let you go, I just want some comments. The Duluth News Tribune, the headline story today was about not very warm reception by rural legislators with respect to some of the proposed gun legislation. How do you read that so far?
You know, Minnesota has a pretty strong gun culture. I think it's going to be very hard to get much done in that area. I mean, even though I personally support the idea of a stronger background check proposal, I think even something like that's probably going to be hard to get passed. But I do think the recent shootings we see demand some kind of response from the legislature. So hopefully we'll be able to get down to some of the other issues around mental health issues, around felons getting access to guns through straw purchases by getting a purchase, have someone else buy a gun for a felon to beef up some of the criminal requirement of that kind of activity. And then the other thing that I really want to do is our schools are really struggling, and they don't have the kind of security in place to secure their buildings if they need to. So one of the things I believe we're going to propose to do in the Senate is there's currently a levy that school districts can use for health and safety purposes. In the Senate, we're going to make a run at increasing that cap, so giving school districts more levy authority So we're going to increase that and expand the uses of that health and safety levy to give schools some opportunity to make some public safety improvements in their buildings.
Okay, Senator Tom Bach, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be on. We'll do it again.